This panel at West Virginia University is designed to analyze local and national coverage of the event. It will also discuss how crisis news coverage has changed in today's digital news media environment. Mary Ann Reed is the dean of West Virginia University's P.I. Reed School of Journalism.
We typically do panels and discussions around topics in the news, and we typically focus on national stories. But when this story broke in Charleston and as it evolved, we realized that this was both a local and a national story. And we felt that the coverage done by West Virginia media was so strong that we needed to elevate it, and we needed to talk about how this was an example of the continued need for strong local journalism.
The panelists include reporters, news anchors, photographers, and a professor of American literature and cultural studies at West Virginia Wesleyan College. Reed says she hopes audience members take a great deal from the event.
I hope that people, the audience and the students, understand that there is a continued need for very strong, boots on the ground, local journalism. That nothing can replace that. Journalists who have sources, who understand the community, and who are willing to dig for information. At the same time, the tools available to journalists now enable them to tell stories in ways that they couldn't before. And in fact, that coverage can be deeper and really more interactive with the addition of social media tools like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
The panel discussion is part of a series at the university called The Future of Media Now, which tackles how journalism is being covered in the 21st century. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.